إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتدي ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح للأمة فكشف الله به الغمة وجهد في سبيل ربه حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين، وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، إخوة الإيمان والإسلام، ما زلنا مع دعامة أساسية مهمة من دعائم الإسلام وأمر له شأن عظيم، ألا وهو الأخوة. موضوع الأخوة موضوع كبير، لأنه والعقيدة يمثلان الدعامتان الأساسيتان في هذا الدين. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we still with the subject of أخوة or brotherhood, as to say or as to speak. From Quran, the book of Allah, the Sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, this subject, this aspect, which is underestimated and misrepresented and misunderstood most of the time among the Muslims themselves. This aspect and this subject is one of the basis and the foundation of this deen, of this religion, of this way of life that we speak about day and night, that we say that we are proud of belonging to it, for belonging to it. The brotherhood, or this life, or this aspect of the deen, with aqidah and the belief and the strong belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without associating anyone with Him in worship, or in praise, or gratitude, or even hukm, ruling, those two will give us the real meaning of Islam, the real meaning of being a true Muslim. Not of being a Muslim, of being a true Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يقول في كتابه الكريم لرسوله خاطبا رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم مذكرا له ومذكرا إياه بالنعمة التي أنعمها على المؤمنين، قائلا وألف بين قلوبهم، لو أنفقت ما في الأرض جميعا ما ألفت بين قلوبهم ولكن الله ألف بينهم. ويقول سبحانه وتعالى مذكرا المؤمنين أنفسهم بهذه النعمة، واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا. فمن الآيتين الكريمتين نفهم ونستنتج أن الفضل والمنة في أن آخى الله عز وجل بين قلوب المؤمنين يرجع إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى أولا وآخرا. الله سبحانه وتعالى reminding رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم in Quran with the favor Allah bestowed on the Muslim community that he said, Allah telling رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that Allah is the only one to gather those hearts of the believers behind you together. Not you. If you sin, Ya Muhammad, Allah is talking still to His Prophet. If you sin, if you had to sin, all the resources in this life, in this world, you wouldn't have reached the same result of gathering those hearts together. This is not something to be acquired by money. This is not something would be acquired by any form or by anyone except by Allah Himself. Ni'mah, favor, mercy of Allah that He makes the Muslims brothers and sisters. Not me or you, not even the Prophet Himself could make it if he wants to. Of course he loves to. But Allah is the one who gives this favor. So we should say Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah that He make you and me brother in Islam. Also Allah reminding the Muslimin themselves by holding fast to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the part of Aqeedah I was speaking about in the beginning. Holding fast to the rope of Allah is Quran and Sunnah. He's believing in Allah alone. This is the belief part. Then Allah says, وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا Do not go divided. Means you have to be together, and you cannot be together except if you are ikhwa. Ikhwa. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Ikhwa. Believers are ikhwa. Allah started with the mu'minun first. That means the iman part comes first. Then as a result, as a reflection of that iman, you have to be ikhwa. When I use the word ikhwa, you have to put in your mind that I mean brothers and sisters. I mean brothers and sisters. So iman, then ikhwa. اعتصموا بحبل الله ولا تفرقوا واذكروا and remember Allah is reminding us نعمة الله عليكم the favor of Allah on you إذ كنتم أعداء when you were enemies the Arabs before Islam when Islam came to the Arabia before that they used to fight on the silliest thing ever you can ever imagine someone a war would be waged for 40 years 50 years between both sides this kill from this, this captivity from this, big mess. They used to attack each other. For his honor or dignity, he will kill 100 people. But Islam came and said, this is not the basis. كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم. And here is my خطبة today. And when you were enemies, Allah gathered your hearts together. Allah did not say فألف بينكم. Allah did not say He gathered you together. He said He gathered your hearts together. Because all the Muslims could be standing in one place, but between the hearts of this person and that person is like walking between heaven and earth. Two people praying together beside each other, foot to foot and shoulder to shoulder as we say, but the grudge in the heart of each one of them towards his brother is as big as the grudge between a Muslim and the Kafir, wal'iyadhu billah. For what? For this brother does not listen to my advice. For this brother does not want to follow my way. Which is always the highway, by the way. Always my way is the highway. Not anyone else is right. I am the only one that's right. My voice has to be above any voice. Everyone has to listen and I am only the teacher. No. No. You know what? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the way that Rasulullah s.a.w. controlled all this Sahaba and he became the best and leader of all, Allah told him, يقول الله عز وجل للنبيين مذكرا إياه بنعمته عليه فبما رحمة من الله لنت له ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لم تضوا من حوله فاعف عنه واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله هذه مؤهلات القائم غير ذلك لا تصلح ان تكون قائد ظالما ليس قائد الله سبحانه وتعالى رمى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
only with the mercy of Allah, Allah give you and put in your heart, those people become your followers. If you are hard-hearted person, tough-hearted person, they will go away from you. So put yourself in that verse. Am I following the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? When I am discussed with a lot of people, or when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me a favor that a lot of people listen to me, am I lenient to them? Am I giving them the advice for the sake of Allah, or I just want to enforce my leadership on them? Believe me, brothers and sisters, the generous person does not say I am generous. He shows that he is generous. The courageous person, he does not say I am courageous. He shows the courage. The real leader does not say I'm a leader. People claim him as a leader. It never comes from your sense. It comes from Allah. You humble yourself to Allah, follow the book of Allah, the Sunnah of Rasulullah, people will boot you up. You do the other one, the first time people will get, they will sit with you with their feet in your head. First chance they will get. Look in the history. Read the history. How many leaders they were judging with iron and fire. And then when there is a revolution, he's the first one to be crushed. First one. Look at Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arba. Adanta, fa'aminta, fa'aminta ya Umar. You establish justice. You feel safe, so you sleep under the tree without any guard for anyone. Because he knows that he established the justice of Allah, Allah will never go to him, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا أَبْدًا. Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, أحسن عمل. ليس من عمل صالحا فقط, أحسن عملا لله سبحانه وتعالى. التأليف بين القلوب أهم من التأليف بين الأجساد. Gathering the heart more important than gathering the money. Physically in one place. Oh, our community is 1,000 people. Our community is this much people. This imam, 30,000 people pray behind them. What did they do? What did they learn? What did you do after you finish the khutbah and go out? How much did you learn? How much were you ready to practice? I am your brother. How much are you ready to defend me if I am in need? Look at us. Look at the Muslims all over the world. And you will see the answer yourself. Even the dua sometimes. What I pray to say, even the dua sometimes, even mentioning all the persecution happening to the Muslims, we're afraid sometimes to mention it. Why? Why all this humiliation? This was the prediction of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Either you make amr bil ma'ruf, nahy anil munkar, enjoy what is good and forbid what is bad. Otherwise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the respect and the fear that your enemies used to be having towards you and replace it with humiliation. And all the nations will come around you like every people surrounding the food, finish. More people, the faster the food finishes. And you will be like the foam of the ocean. Big number, not small number. And Allah will put the weakness in your heart. What is the witness to Rasulullah? Love of dunya, hatred of death. And the ukhuwa comes here also. يقول عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه وارضاه وعن أبيه كنا في زمان يرى أحدنا أنه لا يستحق أحد الدينار والدرهم أكثر من أخيه. لا يستحق أحد الدينار والدرهم أكثر من أخيه. ونحن الآن في زمان ذا زمان عبد الله بن عمر شقتنا في العشرين يعني. عبد الله بن عمر ونحن الآن في زمان الدينار والدرهم أحب إلينا من إخواننا. عبد الله بن عمر saying we used to be in a time, he's referring to the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So when there were real fight for the sake of Allah, that when I have money, I don't feel anyone worth that money more than my brother. He's worth that money more than myself. And we are now in a time that the money is dearer to our hearts than my own brother. قال بعض السلف إخواننا أحب إلينا وأقرب من أهلنا. فأهلنا يذكرون الدنيا وإخواننا يذكرون الآخرة. He said, I love my brother, Muslim, I mean Islam, more than my own family. Because my own family reminds me with this word. Attach me to this life. But my brother, real brother, for the sake of Allah, they remind me with Akhirah. وَتَوَصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَصَوْا بِالْصَبْرِ. They remind each other with good and they don't want to do for good and bad. Your family will always, we want this. Your children want this. I want that. Everything, they remind you of life. They want to live this life. Rarely that you find a spouse or a children or father remind the rest of the family with Akhirah to work for their hereafter, for their hereafter. But your brother will remind you, a good brother again, I repeat. الأخ الحق هو الذي يذكرك بآخرتك ليس بالدنيا. The two brothers is the one who remind you with آخرة. كما قلنا فيما سبق قول ميمون بن مهران رحمه الله من التابعين: صديقك الحق هو الذي يعظك بما تكرهه نفسك. The true friend or your true brother is the one who will criticize you and show you your defect and your shortage in your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not the one who, alright, you are fine, you are good all the time. Sometimes you need to do that, but not all the time. Some people you find like this. Anything you do is good, as long as you are my friend. You are not my friend then if you do that. You have to show me the right thing. Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the tabi'een, and the good people all the time, when they see someone going away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will grab him. Why you are doing this? You don't have an excuse to do that. Rasulullah ordered us not to do this. And that's it. That is the brother right on the other one. Your right upon me is to correct you if you are wrong. For the sake of Allah, of course. And this is one of the things also I want to emphasize. Why our ukhuwah is so difficult? Why our brotherhood السود الصوت لماذا تحققت الأخوة؟ أصبحت أخوة فارغة تتشرف بها الناس فقط. يا أخي يا أختي أو brother أو sister something hollow just a word. Why is it only that? For many reasons from both sides. It's mutual. تقصير من الواعظ والموعود من الناصح والمستنصح أو المنصوح عن المستحق للنصيحة من الداعي والمدعو all of them short. The one who invites and the one who gets invited. The one who advises, the one who gets advice. The one who visits and the one who gets visited. الزائر والمزور. كلهم لا يعلمون سنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم في ذلك. How many of us know the etiquette of visiting your Muslim brother? How much you should visit your Muslim brother? What you are going to get if you visit your Muslim brother for the sake of Allah? Not only when he's sick. Not only you become kind to him when he is funeral. When he's leaving this world. No, not like that. Not only we bring our Muslim brother or sister who are going to pray janazah on them in the masjid. No, we bring them also when they are alive. يقول الله عز وجل في الحديث القدسي الصحيح: وجبت محبتي وجبت محبتي للمتآخين في وجبت محبتي للمتناصحين في وجبت محبتي للمتزاورين في وجبت محبتي للمتبادلين فيه ينفق بعضهم على بعضهم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says my love is due to those who love each other for my sake. My love is due to those who visit each other for my sake. My love is due for those who spend on each other for my sake. My love is due for those who advise each other for my sake. في الحديث الآخر صحيح أيضا يقول الله عز وجل: وجدت محبتي على المتحابين في أظلهم في ظل عرشي يوم لا ظل إلا ظلي. My love is due to those who love each other for my sake. They will be under the shade of my throne in the day there is no shade except my shade. And in the long hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the seven times Allah put them under the shade, that two people they love each other, اجتمع عليه وتفرق عليه. ورجلان تحابا في الله. اجتمع عليه وتفرق عليه. They gather in the love of Allah, for love of Allah, they leave each other for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the signs, one of the factors that will make you taste the sweetness of Iman, and يحب الرجل لا يحبه, إلا لله,
to love your brother not for anything but for the sake of Allah. But now, when someone advises, giving da'wah, either giving individual or collective, Muslims, non-Muslims, giving from khutbah, giving in the house, giving in a visit, they always mix, confuse two things, maqam al-da'wah or maqam al-jihad. There is two positions, position of jihad, which means stop this and do this and that, talking about fight. We are not in a certain position now. We are a position of da'wah to the others. So, ad'u ila sabil rabbik bil hikmah wa mau'izatin hasanah. So everyone thinking that, yes, I'm going to make da'wah, I have to destroy all these people who doesn't come to the masjid. No, he doesn't. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عندما أمر موسى وهارون عليهما السلام أن يذهب إلى فرعون, ماذا قال لهما؟ اذهبا إلى فرعون إنه طغى. فقولا له قولا لينا لعلنا نتذكره أو يخشى. Go to فرعون because he's trying to grant. قال أنا ربكم الأعلى. يعني فرعون said أنا ربكم الأعلى. I'm your greatest lord. أنا رب over every رب. I am your God. The highest one. Not any God, but I am the biggest one. And still Allah told Musa and Harun عليه السلام, go to him lenient word. He may join. قال ربنا إما نخاف أن يفرط علينا وأن يظهر. قال لا تخاف إنني معكم أسوأ وأرى. موضوع آخر هذا. You are afraid that he will transgress you? Don't. As long as I'm with you. But say lenient thing. So always believe in Allah. He is helping you. Then you have to use the right method, the right mind, the right way. Not everything applies to everyone. Subhanallah. Now, Muslims with others, they nice and lenient. But with Muslims, everyone. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Good brother, either listen to you or I'm not going to talk to him. You have to insult him and you have to listen. Inna illahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Is this the teaching of Islam? But for someone who will not get from anything, you have to be nice and you will smile, mashallah, wider than anything in the world. What about the Muslim, the right of you, on me and my right, upon you, to smile at my face, is to say, assalamu alaikum to me. Why do you say that? Ant as-salamu ala man arad, wa man lam ta'ar. To the one who you know, and the one whom you don't know, you have to say, assalamu alaikum. Only we say to the ones who we know. Only, party, group, sit, a'udhu billah. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا Allah says, do not order, do not separate or dissect or divide. Like you will, I want this one mix of, is he crazy or what? Always that is because it's far away from us. Always I pick up the phone when I need you to do something for me. Or I need to ask you something. Not to make sure that you and your friend are all right, you don't need anything. I cannot say yourself, I want to visit you. Everything all right? Alhamdulillah, I mean, anything I can do for you? I just want to see you for the sake of Allah. What is the problem? This is the beauty in Islam. It's strange. It's strange for us. Exception is, I see you for some need. This is the exception to be. Now exception is, I see you for no need. For sake of Allah. This is exception now. Exception. Like we said before, a person needs to go to the marketplace. He asks, where should I buy from? Who's the honest person? Everyone is honest. They tell him. Then after that comes the time, where should I buy from? Buy from everyone except this one and this one. Then comes the time, buy from this one and this one, not from everyone. Anyway, this one, subhanAllah. Why is this one? Abandoning the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now as I tell you, I want to visit you for the sake of Allah. I don't know when the Sheikh is coming. I don't know, there is something wrong. Did I do something wrong with the masjid today? I don't know. Assuming bad all the time. So we need to go back to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to go back to the real meaning of Ukhuwah, to the real meaning of brotherhood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us along this path. I thought we could have a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, it's my Allah. Salatu salamu ala Nabi Muhammad wa sayyid al-Bashar. Amma ba'ad. Dear brothers and sisters. It's a big, huge subject of Ukhuwah. We're just getting whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helping us to say and to deliver. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit us from everything we listen to. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us everything that benefits us. Ukhuwah is a very important subject. Numerous verses, numerous ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show us the importance of being brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a lot of ni'am, a lot of favors. We are in ease. There are nice places to live. Remember your brother who doesn't have even a place. We're getting kicked out of their houses every day. Their houses getting even destroyed. while they are sleeping and the kids sleeping. No one distinguishes who is little, who is big, who is old, and who is not. When you drink a cold glass of water, remember those who are living in the heat of the sun or the cold of the winter and they don't have clean, fresh water to drink. When you eat, when you drink, when you walk in peace, when you sleep in safety, remember all this. This is the minimum right of those brothers and sisters on you. The minimum of the minimum. That you feel it in your heart. The ni'mah of Allah, the favor of Allah, the enjoyment that Allah is giving you to enjoy. This is the minimum thing. With that feeling, we start the road of establishing the brotherhood in our community. Without it, we get lost, believe me. We get lost. Ali Abu Talib, كرم الله وجهه, say, ذهب الوفاء ذهاب أمس الذاهب فالناس بين مقاتل وموارد يغشون بينهم بالمحبة والصفاء وقلوبهم محشوة بعقائد. That's two applied to us. He says, the wafa, the gratitude, the honesty, gone, like yesterday's gone. So people, between a deceptive person, a deceit, and someone trying to deceive people. Either from the deceiving people already, or someone trying to get something through deceiving people. Everybody's planning that now. They show love and compassion and brotherhood and open, mashallah, their chest wide to their brother. Oh, salamu alaykum, brother. But their heart is stuffed with scorpion, snake inside their heart. And that's true of life. And that's why we look to the Uqoor. May Allah give us our Uqoor back. Clean our heart. Open our hearts to each other. Teach us the right way. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير ربنا اغفر لنا جهلنا وخطأنا وعمدنا وكل ذلك عندنا وخصنا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين.
الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.